Hey, you're here. I was just in the middle of gathering all your stuff. Yeah, sure, come in. It shouldn't take long. You look great, by the way. Or whatever. I just wanted to let you know. Yeah, I know we're not together anymore, and you don't have to remind me. Whatever, just take a seat over there. I'll get your stuff. But before that, do you want something to drink? What? Oh, yeah, I might have been crying a little bit. Why would you care anyway? I mean, what you did was pretty hurtful, and now you want to act like you care? I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I shouldn't. You want to drink something or not? Yeah, that's fine. Give me a minute. I'll bring it out. Here you go. Can you sit here and wait a couple of minutes? I still have to gather all your stuff. Here you go. This is everything I could find. Before you go, though, this is kind of a weird question, but do you want to stay? I mean, have you had dinner yet? It's kind of late, so I was just wondering, that's all. I mean, because you looked kind of tired and hungry, so I was just asking. Okay, sure. I'll take that as a no. But come on. One last meal with your ex? Just one last meal. I'll even make you your favorite dinner. Stay. Please. One last dinner. This will be my apology and my last goodbye to you. I know it was my fault you got hurt, so let me make it up to you. Please. Plus, you look like you need to eat something anyway, so I mean, it can't hurt, right? Thank you. You won't regret it. Take a seat, and I'll make you something. All right. Bon appetit. Here you go. Are you all right? Are you that hungry? Are you sure? All right then. It's so good, don't you think? I wonder if you're gonna miss my cooking, though. Are you okay? You look tired. Like you need to lie down or for a bit. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Keep your eyes on me. That's right. Keep your eyes locked on mine. Looks like the potion's working now. Oh, it's nothing. Don't worry about what I just said, babe. Don't worry about it. I got you. That's right. Don't break eye contact with me, sweetie. Let me get on your lap. Like this. That's better. Hi. You have such pretty eyes. Eyes that you can't take off me. Aren't my eyes pretty to look at? These glowing dark red eyes are only for you, babe. A bit scary, isn't it? But also charming. I know you like them. I kinda like it here. I might stay here forever. What's wrong, babe? You look so confused. Yeah. That drink I gave you earlier? I might have put something in it. Potion of some kind. One might even call it a love potion. You see, ever since that night, since he left me, I've been racking my brain real hard to come up with ways to get you back, because I don't want to lose you. You're special. Like, really special. Because your blood is really, really, really sweet. How could I not have noticed this before that night? How could I let you go after finding out that your blood smells and tastes so heavenly like that? I know I scared you a bit that night. Okay, maybe more than a bit, but if you weren't so clumsy, we wouldn't be in this situation. Although, I low-key like the fact that you're kind of clumsy. It makes you even more adorable. Babe, whenever we cooked together, did I or did I not always remind you to be careful not to hurt yourself? Yeah. And what happened? That's right. You accidentally cut yourself chopping veggies. And oh boy, did it awaken something in me. I tried so hard to keep my vampire instincts at bay, but your blood smelled so good. I can't help myself, and I'm really sorry. I really am, but also, it tasted so sweet and good, and I don't think I've ever had human blood taste that good before. I'm sorry I hurt you. I wasn't gonna keep this a secret forever, it's just that I needed time to think about how I would tell you about it, and about me, and now you know. No. You won't get away. More like can't get away. You see, I needed a way to get you back, and then I remembered something my roommate made. A love potion. And I stole it from her. I replaced it with a pink Starburst drink from Starbucks, so I really hope she doesn't notice the difference. Oh, yeah. Did I forget to tell you my roommate is a witch? Oops. Anyway, the potion needs some time to activate, so I had to offer you dinner. Otherwise, you'd be gone by now. Driving home under the influence of a magical potion. What a flawless plan from me. Enough chit-chat. Let me taste you. Turn your head, sweetie. It's gonna be all right. Okay. Won't hurt. Maybe a little. But you'll like it. I hope. Stop shaking, baby, or it will hurt a lot. It's okay. I promise you I will try my best to make it not hurt as much. I know you'll love this because you low-key love it when I'm being rough or assertive. It'll be over sooner than you know it. That tastes so good. See? You're fine. You're okay, baby. You look tired, but other than that, you're doing just peachy. What's that? Speak up, baby. Don't worry about that. You're not gonna turn into a vampire just because I feed on you. That's not how it works. This isn't Twilight or any other fiction you've heard about, okay? Vampire or vampirism doesn't work that way. Turning a human into a vampire takes a lot of preparation time. It's not just a bite. We're not zombies. We can't just turn everyone into vampires every time one of us is thirsty. You know? Babe, let me just stop you right there. If that was the case, everyone would be a vampire by now. I know you have a lot of questions, but let's save them for another time, okay? And also, can you keep this a secret? Yeah, it won't be good for us if every human knows about the existence of vampires. Thank you, sweetie. Now, are you up for more? Please. Pretty please. Ugh, I will never get tired of this. Oh, you're okay. You're okay, baby. I got you. Here, let me clean this up. Losing that much blood must have made you tired. You look like you want to pass out. I got you. Don't worry. Why don't you sit here and finish up your dinner, and I'll go see if my roommate has any potions or stuff that can help you recover blood quickly. Yeah? Sounds good. Okay. No. Sit here and finish up your dinner. And I'll be right